Okay, welcome back to episode 2 of From the Bear's Eye. So, right now we're on spring break and we're in quarantine, as all of you guys are probably listening to right now, if you decided to listen to my podcast. But if you're a teenager, everyone knows that your sleep schedule got messed up and you go to sleep around 3 a.m. and wake up at like 1 p.m. Well, today my sleep schedule's really messed up. It's currently 4:26 a.m. and I couldn't sleep. And like, I wake up very late in the day and I go to sleep really late. And right now I'm just really bored. I was on TikTok, can't sleep, and I was like, you know what? I was thinking of my old friend. He is on TikTok and he does motivational things, motivational speeches and all of that. And I was like, you know what? I remember I downloaded this app called Anchor and I tried it out and I posted it. And I really didn't think it was that good, but a couple of you guys liked it, at least like probably 30 of you guys liked it. And I was like, you know what, maybe let me give this a shot. Because before I even thought about it or like got motivated to do it, I was just thinking about life and like, where's my future? Because this affected this class of 2020 really bad. Like, they don't get the rest of their senior year back. And me, since I'm a junior, I lucked out. I don't have to deal with that. But I do have to deal with other issues like sports. I am the captain of the football team and now I can't even leave my team because I can't see them. Quarantine. But, yeah, so I'm just going to talk about this episode. I'm just going to talk about the coronavirus and how it like it affects our lives. So probably next episode whoever wants to be a guest on it, I'm gonna tell you how to do this and what you need to do to join my podcast online, of course. And yeah, we'll just take it from there. But I'm trying not to be too loud right now because my niece is sleeping next to me, so I can't wake her up. So from my last episode, I ended it off saying Heritage Christian is it's a little better, but not really. Well, a lot of time has passed since I made that episode, and Heritage Christian changed a lot. As of right now, or before some things happened in my life, I really loved the school. It was just the best. But a lot of stuff has happened from then within like these past 3 months, and it really just sucks. But I still love my friends there. So I was taking wood shop, never did choir. I was a non-believer in Jesus. And I questioned it. I was like, if I die, am I just gonna be dead? Am I not coming back to life? I'm gonna not go to heaven. I don't know if it's real. And that was scary to think about because I don't get how people can be so calm about it and just be like, yeah, I'm going to heaven. Like, how do you know? And so I had my friends at my little group, and there's one girl that stood out and I liked her, and my friends helped me try and get with her. And during the whole journey of just trying to go out with this girl, those are literally what made Heritage Christian my favorite school. Like, it was just awesome. And hey, guess what? I ended up dating her. And that was even more bomb. Like, it really paid off. And, like, I had everything going for me. Football, basketball, literally everything at the time. And, yeah, just life was great for my last episode. Like, my last episode, my life was pretty cheeks. Like, it was so bad. But now, it was really on point. And then, I dropped out of wood shop and I went to choir, and the teacher, she believes in Jesus a lot, and I was, one of the reasons I joined choir was to actually, like, see if she could help me out with my non-believing in Jesus and just help me feel better about myself and get me closer to God. And so I took this chance and I dropped out. So choir wasn't really my thing because I was scared to sing, and I hear all these stories about how if you're off pitch, Dr. Clark will embarrass you in front of everyone, or you have to sing a solo in front of everyone. And I could not do that. I said, I'm not doing that. Like, I just want to be in the class, just to be there. And you guys are going on an Austria trip. I've never been there. It's a cool life experience, so I really want to go. So I also joined because of that. And it wasn't really helping, but we had a class retreat to this place in the mountains. And oh my God, that really changed my perspective on everything. Like, I was just so close with my friends. It brought me so close, like, so much closer. And I was like, what's happening? And I remember, I think it was the last day, I was with my football guys. Okay. So, backtrack, before the class retreat, it was coming to the end of our football season. Because, like, we had to forfeit half of it because of sit outs, but so we had a great season with Coach Hurst. The retreat, it was, I don't remember what day, I think it was on Friday is when they headed out, but football team and cheerleaders, we had a game of the last game of the season, and it was a really tough battle. Like, one of the hardest teams we've played, I think so. They had really good players, and they were just tough to beat. But we had a great comeback, and it was one of the most special moments of my high school football career. Like, it really stood out. It was so awesome. And, well, we end up winning, and that's all we ever talked about. And that we only talked about that during the when we got to the campsite at the retreat, and we stayed up all night because of the retards in my cabin. And I literally, oh my God, it was so funny. But just the special moments of bonding, I couldn't ask for better teammates. Like, really, I'm still really close with them, and I love all of them. But so I got really close with my other friends in just in general. And so it was the last day of the retreat, and I don't know what it was, but there was just something. And me and my QB, and yeah, just me and him, Isaac, we decided to go on the microphone that they sing on during to do worship, and we just started singing songs as a joke to make people laugh and smile, and it was really funny. And within like 5 minutes, well, you know, we have a whole squad of football players singing worship songs, and Dr. Clark is saying that Jesus has brought us together to bond together our brotherhood and just seen. And that really got me thinking, like, crap, she's right. And so everyone knows that I didn't believe in Jesus. I just say it. I don't really care. Like, they just know that I don't believe in it. And I don't think it's wrong, but I prefer to believe in Jesus. And so yeah, I said I would believe in Jesus, and Dr. Clark was like, yeah, go angel. And really, I didn't. I had to hide it because I thought that's what they wanted to hear, and that if I just said it, that I would believe. But I was wrong. So I had to suffer not believing again. And then there was a play showcase that took place, and I was helping stage crew, and that was a cool experience to make new friends that are theater kids and become cool with the new drama teacher. And yeah, it was a fun experience. But then eventually, sometime after, I lost my girlfriend, and it was so bad. Like, those who actually know, are like friends with me and stuff, literally episode one of my series, oh my god, like, I can't even get into it. It was just bad. And I had to have talks with a lot of my older friends and other friends to help me get through it. And eventually I did get through it, and except the only thing was that I wasn't friends with her anymore. But and so, like, I wasn't friends with her anymore, which sucked because we were really good friends. And I tried to just fix it, but it wasn't really working. And so yeah, that was just over with, and I just tried to carry on. And eventually we started talking again, like, as friends, and it was just nice to just be able to talk to her. And so life was just normal. It was all right. What was I doing? I think I was still in basketball season. Yeah, I was in basketball season. And I had to get used to my new teammates because I've never played with them before. And oh my god, this new coach, I heard so much trash about him. And I just realized I wasn't even talking about the coronavirus, but I'm gonna get to it because this is gonna be a long podcast. So I gotta make my episodes longer for you guys to enjoy them more, if you guys will take the time out of your day to listen. So I didn't like this coach at all. He was a little retarded, but throughout, I wanted to quit basketball, and that was a real surprise because basketball is my favorite sport. And I just stuck through it and played, and who knew that our season was going to be really good. Like, I actually loved the team that I was on, and it was just a cool season. So then my life was getting back on track, and everything was all right. And then I was like, so the girl that I used to date, they had a play for drama, and they needed some extra characters, so I thought I would be a background character. And it was cool, just doing, like, I'm not an actor, everyone knows that. I don't think I'm a good one either. So I was struggling a little bit, and the drama teacher was just trying to encourage me, like, yeah, you're doing great. So I was like, you know what, maybe I am doing great. And so some things happened that one of the main leads, like, he doesn't go to school anymore, so I would have to read for him because he wasn't able to go to the rehearsals. And so eventually time passes and I was the main lead, so then I had to take care of basketball. I think that was during the time of basketball. Yeah, it was. So I would have to take care of basketball, rehearsals, and football, and school also. So that sort of sucked, but I was able to handle it, and I was getting better at my stuff, but not really, because I got my part a little late, and it was very stressful. I thought I was going to screw up the whole play, and every week I just hear that it's getting closer and closer, and I'm freaking out. And so basketball finally ended. Great season. We went undefeated. It was really cool. But so during rehearsals, I was able to become really good friends with the girl that I used to date again, and everything was back to normal. So I was just really happy. And what happened next? Dang, okay, I gotta think real quick. I'm gonna add a music. It should have been playing already. I'm not sure how to do it, but yeah, just listen to that. So basically, okay, so football, I was starting to train for that because I wasn't gonna play a third season sport for high school. And one of my football friends is in the drama class, and he goes to rehearsals, so we would work out together. His name is Gianni. And so we were having a great time, football and rehearsals and school, and it was just really cool, really cool experience. And then one day my coach pulls me aside and he's like he looks like something's wrong, so I'm a little worried. So then he pulls me aside and I think I'm in trouble. So he starts walking me down the hallway alone. And he's like, okay, so I gotta break the news to you. The school fired me from my head coach position. And as soon as he said that, my heart dropped, because this coach, he has been through so much of, like, the memories I've made at school, the retreat, football season last year. Like, he was a big part of my life, and he was the main reason I came to Heritage Christian, besides that I had to leave St. Genevieve. But he was one of the main reasons for football, and this man was like a second father to me. He'd literally do anything. And it makes no sense either, because he was such a good coach and they just fired him. And so he's like, I'm going to go tell JJ too now, because I know that you both came to play for me. And so I called JJ over and he tells JJ, and JJ starts crying, and we were left speechless. And so coach is just breaking the news to everyone, and the whole team is like crying, and everyone's like, what the hell is happening? And it was really sucked, just sucked. And so now I had to deal with all of that. And so this is where I had to try and take over the team and just gather them all up and get them all on the same page, so no rumors get spread out. And I had to just take control of them, round them up, tell them what's going on, setting some rules, and just trying to motivate them to keep their heads up, because even though this is a ridiculous thing to happen, it's life. It just happens. So, like, before he even got fired, everyone was on their game, A game, literally working out, getting built for next season. We were all dead serious. We wanted to win. And we got screwed with no catch now. So, me and Gianni, we didn't know what to do. We had to make our own times to work out with the QB coach, Coach Deb, and just private weightlifting sessions. And it was just impossible to get ready for next season. It was very hard on us. And, like, yeah, we had no coach, so we weren't allowed to work out, and everyone was confused. So then I was like, damn, I have to do something. So I joined track. And so, I decided to join track. Thought it'd be cool. And I joined track because they also have weightlifting out some days, so I could get something out of it. And I decided to do hurdles. And it was one of my first days out there, and Coach Miner, which is my history teacher, he thinks that I was really good, and I picked it up really quick. And so, like, to fast forward past all of this, I have rehearsals and track, and it's getting in the way of everything, and I'm doing really well in track. Coach thinks I could qualify for I forgot what it was called. It happened a long time ago. For league, I think. Yeah, league. And my main goal was just getting Leatherman's jacket, patches, varsity, everything. And yeah, I'm trying to just pick up my just myself, for my own reasons, just for me. I wanted to just, like, have not like a glow up, but like just at school, like popularity level, and like not to be like that person, but I just wanted to do these things for myself. So I did, and everything was going perfect. And then some things happened with that, the girl I used to date. I started to like her again. Yeah, a whole story happened, but I'm not gonna get into that. So I'm having these track meets, and it's getting really close to play time for the Crucible, and I got my lines down, or almost down, and I'm stressing about it because it's so close. And then this pandemic outbreak happens, and everyone's like, this is when it's like barely coming out, and everyone's like figuring it out. And so we hear that they're shutting down schools, and we didn't think we would be one of those schools. So we were hoping we would get over with the play, and then that they would shut the schools down. But what do you know, they shut the school down. So currently, right now, I'm not gonna get into right now, but so the, oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this at 4:50 a.m. So basically, play got canceled, our Austria trip got canceled, everything pretty much got canceled, shut down, lockdown, quarantine. And I thought that, yeah, it'd be cool not having school, but quarantine really sucks. Like, I actually want to go to school. And so, let me think. So, pretty much online school really affected me badly. I'm not learning how I used to. I'm probably talking about this too much. I want to get into the good stuff. It's already like 25 minutes in. So pretty much quarantine happened. School sucks for me. I hate it. I'm not learning. I'm really falling behind. My life is going bad again. And I don't get to hang out with my friends. I don't get to see the person, the girl that I used to date. And yeah, I just, all my friends that I newly made, like Duran, he's one of my friends that I really like. He's cool. Some of my friends from math, I was just getting really close with people, and now I barely text them, talk to them, and it really sucks. But so during the quarantine, I was getting, so we had school during quarantine, and now it's spring break. So this is very recent. This is like right now, pretty much. And so this is where I was allowed to start forgetting school and just focus on reconnecting with my friends. And so I would text them more and everything, and play video games, because I haven't played that in a while. And just, I don't know what it is, but I was really happy for a good like week or a couple of days, just playing games, finding myself again, my gamer self, like my childhood. And I don't know what it is, but really recently, it doesn't feel like some of my friends are really my friends anymore. Like, I'm just distancing myself from them because I want to see who's my real friends. And only at least 5 of them are actually texting me first or wanting to, like, you know, stay in touch. And it sucks because I'll try and like share something that I thought was really funny with some people, and they just don't really care. And like, I'm like, you know what, forget you then, you suck. And it's hella lonely during quarantine, as most people know. And yeah, so I would have to start, so I started talking to people who I don't know at all, that are like around where I live, just to make new friends. And it worked out with some people and didn't work out with other people. So yeah, I was still like really sad and stuff and lonely. And I'm gonna backtrack a little bit, sorry. So in the very first couple of days of quarantine, I was really depressed, because I was just depressed. And I would email my teacher, who was concerned about my homework, because I didn't do any of the assignments. And he was like, just take your time, you got this, it's a big transition. And I really started looking to God and Jesus, because I never mentioned this, I forgot to, but at one point in that story I was talking about, I did accept Jesus, and I tried, and I am right now. So I just randomly one day, I was like, something told me, like, go to church, go to your middle school church, and just sit there and think. And so I was like, screw it, why not? So I did, and that was really nice. Like, I was finding hope in something that I had nothing to hope for. Like, I just had hope for some reason, and I was like, that's God, that's Jesus, that's the Father. I just knew it. And so I started watching motivational videos every day in the morning. I was working out by myself, just trying to handle without the gyms and stuff. And I was feeling great, like really good. And then back to where I was, sad again. So yeah, I sort of forgot where I left off. I'm so dumb. Why did I do this to myself? So, okay, I think it was about friends. I really didn't think I had my friends anymore. And I didn't really want to text anyone. So I started playing PS4. And there's a girl named Izzy Flores. And I found out that she plays PS4. And I started playing with her. And I found out that other kids that I know that I never talked to at school had PS4. And I played with them in the little PS4 party chat or whatever. And they have so far became like one of my like favorite friends to at least talk to or play with during quarantine. And it just helps me get through my day because it's fun talking to them and stuff. And just my other friends are being like a-holes and stuff, so I really started to think about it, and I was distancing myself. Like, are they my real friends? Should I keep hanging out with them next year? And I thought about it, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Oh, wait. Let me take that back. My God. I mean, my bad. I did not say that bad word. I said, frick it. Why not? So I was like, I'm just gonna not talk to them anymore. So I there was a group chat and I left it, and I was like, this is gonna be the start where I just start making new friends. And I was gonna take up boxing again just to take some anger out, really trying to hurt whoever's in the ring with me, and just get bigger because boxing can work you out really well. And so I did the thing where I shaved my head because I always wanted to do that, and I finally contributed or went through with it. So yeah, might as well have a new look, might as well have a new lifestyle, new friends, everything. So yeah, I started making videos on TikTok. If you don't follow me on TikTok, you should follow me at BearMonster8024. Make great videos, help me get TikTok famous. This is a little plug, but yeah. What else? So, my mom came up to me and she's like, you should text Hannah. And I was like, who's that? She's like, Hannah, Harley's sister. And I was like, oh yeah. And I remembered. And I was like, well, what's her number? So I could text her. And she was like, here. So then it was like I'm not, most people won't consider these signs, but like, I'm a very hopeful person, so I'm just like thinking that this is just a sign, like God trying to help me out to find like happiness and just to bring back old childhood memories when I was happy, just to help me out get through this quarantine. And so I started to text her, and now we actually text a lot, or more than I do my actual friends that I've been knowing at Heritage. So that really makes me happy, and I'm becoming great friends with her again. We're gonna hang out soon after quarantine, just do crazy stuff. And yeah, what was I gonna say? Damn it, I keep forgetting. So I was thinking of just making new friends, even with my old friends who just came back into my life, like Hannah. Make them my new friends. Just not talk to other people. And then a couple days passed and they text me, the ones that I was thinking about. Like, I don't want to like not talk to them anymore because I like them a lot and I love them and stuff, but it just wasn't working out at the time. And they were like, why'd you leave the chat? and I didn't know how to just say it, so I'm saying it in here if they watch it. So it was just made up an excuse. I was like, just reasons. And then I sort of told them a little bit of what it was that I'm saying right now. And they were, I was like, you know what, just put me back in and I'll see how it works out. And yeah, so I got back in the group chat. I'm still in it as I'm recording this right now. I'm still in the group chat. So yeah, it's 5 o'clock a.m. right now. So I'm just working with them right now. And so I'll just get to the corona now since it's 35 minutes in. So basically tonight I can't go to sleep. Don't know why I really want to go to bed, but yeah, I'm just listening to music and I'm like, I'm just thinking about life. And so I look at my phone and no, I'll get into that in a little bit. So basically my life career, I want to be a firefighter, and I've talked to my counselor about that a lot. And so pretty much as soon as I get out of high school, I do 4 years of college, 2 years of this other school to become a firefighter, and then I'm a firefighter, right? And that was my goal. And so yeah, I'm thinking of my friends in the group chat and like how I want to keep them in my life, because they really are my life right now, and I don't want to lose touch with any of them. And so I looked at my phone, and for those who actually like know me, I really do have a big heart. Like, I never want, like, if my family is ever in trouble, I would do anything just to protect them, like, or my friends. Like, if it's a life or death situation, I'm willing to put my life on the line to save them. And I'm an emotional person. When, like, if it's something, like, my parents got remarried, and when they got divorced, it wasn't a big deal to me. I didn't really care. It just happens. I was never one of those kids who thought it was their fault or got sad about it. I just didn't really care. And when they got remarried, and I had to say something, I had to write a speech, like, it was no big deal. Like, it's my dad marrying my mom again. Like, they were already married, but, like, I take it to another level. Like, it's my dad and my mom. Like, my mom's my everything, and I'm giving her to my dad, even though he already had her, but like, it's also my dad. Like, he's also my everything. And I was just, whoever, if you were at the ceremony or whatever, I was crying during the one of my speech. And yeah, so I looked at my phone, and my brother, apparently he wants to join the army, and I swore that I would never join the army, because like, I don't want to die. Like, I love Call of Duty and stuff. I think I'd be a boss if there were respawns, but there ain't no respawns in the army. So or the Marines. Like, this is real life. It's real life. So I was like a little afraid, and I saw that my brother made a post about a TikTok of just these great memories that the Marines or the soldiers, what they have. And he says that after college, he's so, like, he's just ready to jump into it after college, but college is what holding him back, because he has to go. So I was thinking, and this is just a thought, like, I just thought of this like an hour ago, and like, I don't want, like, I would protect my brother, even though he's a pain in the butt, and I literally hate him. I just hate him, but I obviously love him. That since I saw that he wants to go, I'm considering going to the Marines or wherever he's going to stick with him, because we've spent school, we went to the same schools for most of our lives, and yeah, I've always stuck by his side. And if he goes to Marines, then I guess I'm going to, because I'm not letting him die if he gets shot. And I know that if I get shot or something, that he's gonna be there. Like, I'm ready to protect this dude. Just not let him get hurt. And that's the only reason why I would want to go. Like, he going, I'm going. I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be here while he's out there risking his life. Even though firefighting, you could risk your life too, but like the submarines, like I just feel like I need to be there to protect them. And so I started to think about it. I'm like, there's a lot of chances that we wouldn't get killed, but there's always going to be that chance that we could. And I'm willing to take it if he goes. So I started to think, like, damn, that's going to... Because I'm serious about that. Like, if he's going, I'm going. So I'm just wondering how that would affect my career. Because I want to get married at least 30s or a little bit after or before. And have a kid before 30s or at 30s, maybe 1 year after. But not anything too late, because like I want to have a good sized family. And I know it takes time, like you have to have a long relationship before you actually commit to a married thing. And so I was literally thinking about numbers, like I'm gonna be 18 senior year, I'm gonna graduate college 23, I'll be 25 once I finish the firefighting school. But then there's the Marines that I have to add. So 25 would be a good thing, but if my brother's going to Marines, then I gotta go. And I don't know how that shit works. I think it's like 4 years or something, I don't know. But if that's a 4 years, then I would have to do college, Marines, the 2 years to go to to be a firefighter, and then become a firefighter. So then that would mean that I'm gonna be 23 when I graduate college, and then I would be 27 when I get out of the Marines, and then 29 once I finish. The school to become a firefighter, and then I'd be 30 by the time I'd find someone to like spend my life with. But then I'm like, I'm gonna miss out on all these fun times I could be spending with my friends that I want to keep in touch with, as I said earlier. And I won't be able to do that if I'm in the Marines, and I won't be able to find someone that I like to spend my life with. And yeah, like I'm like trying to think of all this, and it's really annoying. Like, it sucks, really does. And I was really thinking about life, like, damn, my life is, I'm really close to having to make decisions now, because I'm already 17, I'm gonna be 18 soon in December, and my life's literally starting right now. And I miss being a child, like not having to worry about anything, just what's my next meal, what's next on Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network or just that. And now I have real choices. And literally, like, I'm not gonna, it's trying to sound dumb or anything, but like I mainly focus on like what would happen, like just my life, in terms of like a girlfriend or anything, because like I don't want to spend my life lonely. And how people talk about how they found their love, or their love, their soulmate already or whatever, or how they already had love. And I'm just a teenager, I say I know what love is or something, but like if I think about it, like how am I gonna know what love is if I never had it? But if I did, how would I know if it is love? And so I'm not trying to I have 15 more minutes to talk. I'm not trying to be all dramatic or something for those who know my situation, but if there's one person, I feel like I already met the person I should be with. I really do. I'm serious. If I'm gonna be honest, I think I already met him. And so I was thinking about that, and the person that I think that is my last girlfriend. And things aren't working out right now. I don't think it is. I think I just have to give up. But that's what I was thinking of. How am I gonna, if I lose touch with her, how am I gonna keep in contact or try and see if she remembers me if I ever meet her again in my life? And then I started thinking about weddings and stuff, how people meet. And then I was like, what if one of her best friends is getting married, and then I see her there alone with no date, and what if that's how we get back together or something? And I was thinking about that, and I was like, I was just getting carried away now, because this is 4 a.m. thoughts. And yeah, so that's pretty much how the corona is for me right now. I had a plan for what I was going to talk about. I did talk about what I was going to talk about, but in my head, I had a way I was going to end this, but I sort of forgot because I got carried away with my whole conversation. If just go out there and just be you, just go out and get with what you're worth, even if it's really hard. I know there's situations, if you want me to talk about that situation, text me, comment on this video, just find a way to contact me. My Snapchat is bearmonster8024. My Instagram is bear8024. And just comment what you want me to talk about specifically for your situation. I'll get into it. I'm just gonna speak in general right now. But you're not alone. There's people out there who care. And if you're having a girl situation, I would say just go out and get her, because that's what I want to say. But if there's a situation where you already had her, or you it's complicated, you can't just say go out and get her, then text me it so I could talk about it. But just really think about life. Think about your future once, you might be just starting high school or about to end high school, but think about how fast it's happening, because I remember my freshman year, Crespi, they said it's going to go by in a flash, and I thought they were joking, and it really did. It really happened. I'm already a junior, and yeah. But, just during quarantine, really focused on yourself. Maybe start and do a new hairstyle, work out, get yourself, help yourself for your own needs. Maybe take some time away from social media. Don't text people as much. Just take this time for yourself to grow. Personally, if you guys, just for an off topic conversation, if you guys have any songs that I could listen to, like reggae or reggae or just feel good music, like, text it to me. I really would like some new suggestions, because I'm sort of out of songs right now. But yeah, try and like maybe find a new YouTuber you like. I would recommend Steve Will Do It or Vanoss Gaming or Danny Duncan or just whatever you're interested in. Maybe play a new instrument, learn how to play an instrument. Yeah, I mean, I'm not. Oh, here's another situation that I can talk about. So I was talking about like how I'm gonna go to college and then the Marines and all that, and I've been planning ever since my niece Emma was born that I would be at her quinceanera and I'd be her dance partner. And if I literally, it's a little joke, if you ever go up to her and ask who's her quinceanera dance partner, she's gonna say me. But what I want to do for her is I want to learn how to play the guitar, and at her quinceanera, when they play the slideshow of her baby pictures, I sing the song Photograph by Ed Sheeran for her. And yeah, like, I just want to do that. But my plan was to learn how to play, but I just realized if I'm going to do all that college, Marine, and the school stuff, I'm not going to learn how to play. I'm not going to have time to learn how to play it. And yeah, like, I'm also an emotional person, as I said before. And like, that's the type of stuff that would make me tear up, just seeing Emma, my niece, looking beautiful on her 15th birthday night in front of all her friends. And my main goal is to make her cry. It's gonna be so funny. But I already know that if I see her cry, she's gonna make me cry. Or if I cry, that's gonna make her cry. And I just have this whole thing planned out, and I am planning on committing to it. I'm gonna get her a little necklace. Goes with the song, if you know which lyric I'm talking about. And yeah, just, yeah, I mean, I pretty much covered all I wanted to talk about. This was sort of a last, like, spontaneous episode that I wanted to make. I just decided to make it. And yeah, so if a lot of you guys like this and stuff, I'm gonna do something to my account on Anchor to sponsor it. So if ads start popping up and I start shouting out the Anchor app and just sponsoring it, like saying it's a brand and why you should get it, it's because I'm doing it to make money off of the app. So if you guys want to help me out to make money off of this app and just make this into a little side hobby I can do for you guys to help you guys feel better about yourselves, just hit me up with topics. Hit me up to be a guest on here to talk with me. We could talk about whatever you want, have a laugh, make this a feel good podcast. Like, I was on Snapchat and I saw the Some Good News by John, I forgot his last name, damn it. He was on The Office, he was Jim, and he made this Some Good News news channel, and I watched that and it made me feel happy. I want to do that for you guys. So yeah, literally just text me some ideas. And yeah, if you guys really like this and you want me to keep it going, I will. I'm just gonna have to add some ads of this app and give it the brand deal or whatever, just talking about the app for you guys to make money off of this. And yeah, so maybe we can make this into a journey and stuff. So I'm gonna end it here. I hope this does okay. If anyone even made it to this part of the podcast, of this episode, I forgot what time I started, but it's 5:21 a.m. right now, and yeah, so this is Bear signing off. Have a great day or night. Love you all.